Our way a little further up the West Fork of the Chippewa River, off the north bank of the river on this high ground off to the right is where Alex Slater and his family lived. Alex Slater had a daughter named Mary, and that's significant because across the river on this high ground on the south side was the Jockey family, and Jockeys had two sons, Charles Jockey and George Jockey. Charles Jockey is buried on Graveyard Point right now. His tombstone is still there. But his brother George married the girl next door. She married Mary Slater across the river. So George Jockey and Mary had a boy named Sam Jockey. Sam Jockey served in World War II, and he was a POW for 143 days in a German prisoner of war camp. He survived all that and came back and had a good life and lived, I think well into his 90s. He and Phyllis DeBro both passed away not too long ago. They were the last two survivors of the Old Post village, and that was Sam Jockey. Further straight ahead, this big long island is where Billy DeBro's original resort was. It was called the Pequayawong Camp, in active service from 1916 to 19 through 1922. And Billy DeBro had really nice cabins, log cabins with screened-in porches, probably four or five cabins. And it was a very active fishing resort. It was very busy, and they just had to shut it down once they were flooded out. Interestingly enough, they didn't own the land the resort was on. It was all part of the Slater's allotment, but that was okay. You know, it was allowed. So when Billy DeBro got flooded out, he then made a resort right in New Post and opened that for business in 1924. And after he received a settlement from being flooded out, from losing his cabins on this island, he then built DeBro's Indian Post Resort, which later became Mooney's and later became Danbar's Resort. And now it's Bud's North. So it's still a resort. They're still renting cabins. So we will now proceed to the village of Old Post, right by Pine Island.